it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
California Democratic candidate for governor Katie Porter has made headlines lately after a tense interview with CBS Los Angeles investigative reporter Julie Watts.
Well, to those voters, okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Well, that buzz has brought more attention to what has been a subdued race for governor so far. And for more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS insider, Phil Matier. Phil, that was not a good look for Katie Porter.
It wasn't. And what we are talking about is looks. This is a video. What was actually said is not anything unusual. They were parsing over a question about whether or not Katie Porter needed Republican votes to get elected to as governor of California. And she doesn't. She would like to represent those voters, but she doesn't need them to win. But it was the look. We had somebody getting short. We had somebody that looked like they were irritable. And it's the first look that you're largely seeing of Katie Porter outside the usual debate, sort of boring format that people haven't watched. And her opponents in the race, the governor's race, are taking advantage of it, saying the first impression is going to be the lasting one. Let's blast it out there. So you're seeing a lot of people circulating this on the internet, commenting on it, and turning it into the story. The story is they're trying to stop Katie Porter. She's the front runner. She's not necessarily the favor of the Democratic establishment. She's more from the Bernie Sanders wing of the party. And what can I say? The race is on.
Does this really hurt Katie Porter? I mean, the election is still quite a ways away, and voters sometimes have short memories.
Steve, let's be honest. Most voters don't even know any of these candidates that are even running for governor, let alone, I mean, come on, we got the question about peace in the Middle East. We got Trump ordering the military into Portland and Los Angeles. We've got government shutdowns, you know, a bunch of California people running for governor, none of which have a lot of not name ID, Tony Thurman of education, Betty Yee, the controller, Javier Becerra, the former AG, not exactly, you know, household names. So it doesn't help her because right now they're all trying to collect money. They're trying to get going. But I got to tell you, Steve, what we're really seeing here is a part of the Democratic establishment. You have those who support Katie, those who are opposed to her and working for other candidates, and then a huge swath of Democratic operatives and office holders who say none of the above. And they're trying to get Alex Padilla, the U.S. Senator from California, to enter the race. And if they can knock Katie Porter down, that might be more appealing for Padilla to come in.
All right, Phil, thank you. That's our KCBS insider, Phil Matier. Phil joins us weekdays at 7:50 a.m., and he will be back at 5:50 p.m. with Margie Schaefer.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.